Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane. How's everybody? I don't know if you recognize your cup, but this is a new cup sent to me by a wonderful supporter. Look at how gorgeous that is. And I adore roses, absolutely adore roses. So let me share with you this cup. Beautiful. So this cup comes to me from Pam Komen. I hope I said your name right. Maybe it's Komen, but I'm going to say Komen, C-O-M-E-N, from Prescott, Arizona. And Pam, if you don't mind, I will read the beautiful card that you sent. Thanks for all you do. Listen to Coffee Chats all the time. Enjoy the mug. Thank you so much, Pam. If you send me a mug or a coffee cup to my business address, I will feature it on the Coffee Chat. It's getting kind of fun. I did get a couple more yesterday. Look at how gorgeous. And so it's such a fun thing. I'm glad we all thought of it. And thank you all for your generosity in sending me the cups. So I thought we would just, you know, Tuesday morning, just relaxing. I've got the IT guy coming from our production team down from our studios up a little bit in northern Florida, because we've got some new equipment that will really provide a beautiful clarity and be able to stream better on the Rumble channels. So I'm very excited about that. Got this equipment laid out in the hall there, and they're coming and they're gonna unbox it, connect it all up. That's what's gonna take the time, you know, connecting it all up. So that'll be good. If you wanna send me a coffee cup or a donation for the show or anything, a note, please send it to Dr. Jane Ruby, 4371 North Lake. That's one word, North Lake Boulevard, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. So we have that happening today. As most of you know, I returned from the Reawaken Tour in Nashville on Sunday night. And, you know, flying, there's so many people with masks on, and I have to assume that those people that are wearing masks in public right now are jabbed up the wazoo. And I don't wanna sit next to them. They think they don't wanna sit next to me. I don't wanna sit next to them. Their immune systems are damaged, and they're brewing all kinds of crap in the natural world that they would not be brewing if they had a decent immune system that they hadn't damaged by taking these shots. So anyway, I want to talk about this Damar Hamlin thing, because I put out a rather straightforward statement this morning on my Telegram, and I'll have it posted on the other social media very shortly. But I basically said, I believe Damar Hamlin's dead. First of all, I mean, I could give you a litany of reasons, and maybe you could try to refute them and say, yeah, but, and then someone said, yeah, but he showed up at the game on Sunday. I'm like, really? Come on, really? In my channel, people are much more aware, in tune. They're just smarter than that, okay? Oh, he showed up. Yeah, covered up in a hoodie, his face going like this, okay? The guy was on the field having cardiopulmonary resuscitation for 9 minutes. 8 minutes is usually a cutoff where when you go over that, you can be pretty much assured you'll have brain damage. You don't call a code. I mean, we've done codes up to, you know, I mean, it varies. A blue code, you know, where someone's out in a hospital, we go 20, 30 minutes. But we've got machines, we've got them intubated right away, got their airway secured, and we've got them on the vent really quickly. So you don't have somebody doing CPR, you know, on the field or away from a hospital. This guy's in CPR for 9 minutes. Then he gets, I don't know, maybe he was intubated in the ambulance once they got him in there. Who knows? And they waited so his mom could jump in the ambulance. No ambulance waits for your mom to jump in. If your life is on the line and you've got to haul it to the hospital and that's what may save you, they're not waiting for mom. They'll have a cop car take mom behind. Come on. If he was alive, believe me, the reason they can't tell you he's dead is because this is a mass genocide operation. The country watched on live TV a healthy athlete. It wasn't a story anymore in the news. They watched it happen. 50,000 people in the stadium. The only way that would have convinced me is at some point, they didn't even trot his parents out. You know why? Because they're so broken up that their son is dead. They've probably been given $10, $15 million to be silent. And you know what? Hamlin family, shame on you. Shame on you. Because more young men like your son are going to die if you enable the NFL to keep this secret. Well, Dr. Jane, don't be so hard. You know, they lost their son. I don't care. I'm very sympathetic, but don't be part of the lie. So after that, we're told that they got him to the hospital and then he was on a ventilator. I've already explained to you, I've done a little tutorial on ventilators, and I've explained to you that you don't just hop off. The only time you hop off a ventilator is when you've had general anesthesia for surgery. Say you have your appendix out. They put you out. Anesthesiologist puts you down, intubates you, puts you on the ventilator, reverses you out of the being put down and under, and then you get extubated before you leave, well, the OR when you go to recovery. It's my wheelhouse, okay? Don't argue. I mean, my point being, you know, could I be wrong? Yeah, I'm not saying I'm never wrong or anything. I'm saying that's what he went through, and 9 minutes of CPR plus probably more, he died. He was probably dead in the ambulance. And even if he was still alive on life support, you can't leave them on forever. And they start to deteriorate. Their bodies deteriorate. Their organs shut down. And even the ventilator can't override God, because when God says it's time, it could be on 10 ventilators. You're going. So there's no way. First of all, if they wanted to reassure the public, they would have had the parents come out for a press conference every day. When he left the hospital, they would have maybe wheeled him out, had his face, maybe said hi, nothing. And they put a kid in a hoodie going like this. The heart, it's bull, it's baloney. Come on. Any nurse or doctor would try to tell me that, I go, get out of here, come on. What are you, a moron? Come on, you and I both know. That's not gonna happen. And it should have taken maybe 7 to 10 days to wean him. So, and this cover-up, all the signs of a cover-up. FBI stakes out down the street. Well, who the hell ever heard of that, right? If it was a football injury, you know, if it was a football injury, come on, they would have celebrated that he survived. Instead, it was quiet, and certainly the FBI wouldn't be there, right? And this kid was vaccinated, injected, probably with his 2 Pfizer or 2 Moderna. And how do I know? Because it's pretty obvious. The NFL forced it. There were only a few resistors, and they got their butts handed to them in social media from the NFL, embarrassed them publicly, pressured them. He didn't say boo about Damar Hamlin. Because being a young kind of rookie guy, you know, early years in his NFL career, like a lot of people, you know, I wanted to play football. Terrible position to be in. I have a cousin who married a guy who was in the military, and his number came up to go into, to be a fighter pilot. You know, Top Gun, right? Imagine, after you train and train and train and train, and you get picked. And then you're going through this period. We had family meetings. I gave them everything I had. But he still took it. And now they're talking about having a baby, and I said, I wouldn't. Sorry. I wouldn't. Is your pride, you know, to have your own child overriding what that child may endure? Come on. By the way, speaking of changes in your genome and all that, and babies, tomorrow on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, I have Dr. Daniel Negassi back. He is an emergency room physician from Canada who lost his privileges to practice medicine because he treated people successfully with ivermectin. But he's also a molecular biologist. And I've got a lot of updated kinds of questions to ask him. He's the one that stood on the steps at, you know, University of British Columbia and said, the human genome has been poisoned for generations to come. So I'm looking forward to catching up back with him. We'll talk to him about, you know, people having babies after they've been shot up. It's pretty tough. But Damar Hamlin, if I had to place bets, do I know? No, I don't know. I'm not there. But if I had to place bets, I would say he's dead. He's dead. He was brain dead when he left the field. 9 minutes? You know, just because someone's going like this, if your heart is not pumping on its own, you're not getting the full oxygen perfusion to your entire body, especially your brain. And then things start to break down. So, for all those reasons and so much more, there's a lot of lay people speculating. That's fine, but you know, I'm not a mechanic. I don't know a spark plug from a steering wheel, okay? Honestly, I wouldn't begin to be so presumptuous to start to describe, if somebody said they had a problem with their car, to start to talk about, you know, on the under the hood level, what it is. I mean, come on. But Peter McCullough can watch a football play of 5 minutes, 5 seconds rather, and he can diagnose. He's really hopped up on myocarditis because he's selling a myocarditis supplement that when you look at that $65 on the TWC website, look at the back of it. It's vitamin B complex, B1, B2, folate, thiamine, B12. It's all of the Bs. Go ahead, though. Stick up for him. Pushes Novavax. Kept Paxlovid on his protocol, COVID. Jesus. I don't understand how people still, oh, but he did so much good in the beginning. Yeah, but he's not now. Now it's about the money and the grift. Myocarditis treatment. If somebody was honest and said, hey, look, I think this will help your cardiac health, but it's a vitamin B complex collection. You know, and I'm going to charge $65 for it. Okay. Then at least you know, informed consent. Well, I'm not paying $65 for B vitamins. I can get that at Vitacost, the whole collection for $6. $5, $7, I don't know. Anyway. But oh, they love their heads in the sand. People change. They get co-opted. They get lured by the money and the fame. Everybody's, you know, adoring, you know. Anyway, that's that on DeMar Hamlin, and that's why I feel that way. Yes, I have another cough. Yes, I have a bit of a cold this morning. Every time I fly. And I flew that airline where you don't get a seat. So I didn't really, I like to sit in front, you know, just let me in front so I can get in and out fast. And I got a lot of air around me. Instead, I ended up like in the third row, it's tiny little seats, people masked next to me. And I just, And I didn't take my supplements. But anyway, I started back this morning and I'm feeling a little bit better. But gotta get through today, gotta plow through. Got the duct people, you know, coming through all the apartments and they're doing cleaning, so I've gotta be around for that. And then our IT guy, not really IT, I call it that, boomer alert. It's our production guys that are super. And they're gonna put together my new computer system. It's just gonna be outstanding. We're gonna record in 4K. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show is, you know, rising. Thanks to you all, thanks to God. It's been great. So let's see, what else can I share with you? Last night's show was really well received. I mean, I think it's up to 40,000 already. I think you guys like it when I have a guest, because I, you know, I enjoy asking them questions and we get to talking. And I think you also like it when I carry the show. I have different topics. I expound, I go off a little bit, kind of like a Rush Limbaugh type thing. In fact, when I first started the show, I was determined not to have guests. I wanted it to be like one running, not like one running coffee chat, but you know, an ongoing, I can carry the show. I've got so much to share with you, talk to you about. There's stuff I'd like to inform you and explain. So, but it's grown so much. The main reason I don't do a show every day, you know, 5 days a week, is because we are growing in the production company that I use, or they are growing, and they don't have the manpower, and I don't want to leave them. They're my team. I have a little team of producers and graphic guys, and they do the thumbnails, and they're really good and talented and smart, and I just don't want to, you know, leave them. I want to be with them. So I can wait. I can wait till the little company grows. Excuse me. I can wait till they grow. It'll probably be this year. But you know, doing the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then I focus on coffee chats on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So we keep it rolling. I keep my communication with all of you going. It's important to me. And I can tell that you guys already love it. Now, on my Rumble channel, that was 200 followers, because I never used it for anything. I'm not even sure how I got 200 subscribers. But when I first started out, maybe, I want to say, not long ago, maybe like first or second week in December, I had 200 followers or subscribers on Rumble, my Rumble, Dr. Jane Ruby. We tipped over 7,000 last night. So I think we're probably going to hit 10,000. Maybe by the end of, we got another week in January. But hopefully by April or May, we'll be 50,000, because there's a lot of exponential growth. So please subscribe. Doesn't cost anything. Never will. Have your friends subscribe, because the bigger we get there, the more I can do with Rumble. You have to have certain tiers. So I sure would appreciate it. That would help tremendously. Thank you again, Pam. Beautiful cup. Tomorrow, Ask Dr. Jane and Dr. Daniel Negassi. Let's see, what else? Thursday, new coffee chat, new cup. And I'm still thinking about Friday. I have an option for a couple of different guests, but I'll keep you posted on that one. And then another coffee chat on Saturday. But I'm gonna really rest this coming weekend. I'm gonna go to the farmer's market. There are a couple of them. They're all over the place. There's one downtown West Palm that's really fun. I'll have to look into that one. I haven't been there this year. So be a nice relaxing weekend and sit in the sun, get some healing, let it burn out whatever is in my system. Maybe it's from those people next to me, I don't know. So I hope you have a blessed Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed this coffee chat. I will be back tomorrow on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, so don't go anywhere. And if you want to submit a question, go to Telegram. My Telegram channel is t.me/drjaneruby. Post under Ask Dr. Jane, post a question. I'll pull it. If I pull it, I'll answer it. It'll be fun. I usually do about 5 to 10 questions, and that'll be great. Follow my Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/drjaneruby. And that's about it. Okay, guys, love you much. Thanks again for the beautiful cups, all of you. I've gotten a couple more, as I said, beautiful notes. Really keeps me going. Thank you so much. Have a great Tuesday. See you tomorrow.